Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in a very nice apartment in Lincoln Square is...
Esmeralda Leon.
And I'm in D.C., the nation's capital. Capital Steps, everybody. I'm going to Capital Steps, which is a weekly show on NPR for old people. So that's what I'm up to. You're still...
Oh, I thought you lived on the Capital Steps.
I live on the Capital Steps. This city is very small. I might as well live on the Capital Steps. Everything seems to be about 3 miles away at most.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Is there trains? Are they just like, they literally just go a block and that's it?
There are trains. There's a metro system. It's very nice. It's the CTA version in DC. It's very nice. It looks like an Interpol video. Does that make sense?
So it's dark and
relatively
foreboding?
Dark, a little bit foreboding, but you know you're really safe and you're actually nothing to be scared of because Interpol has never been cutting edge, just like the DC train system.
All right.
Dear listener, forgive us for these awkward pauses. We are playing with Skype for the first time in months. You, Me, Them, Everybody used to have a lot more Skype shows for special events, and then I realized they're a lot harder to do because Merle has no idea when I'm going to stop talking, so it's hard for her to chime in.
No, I know. It's just that one, the one before, really was an awkward pause.
Yeah, I like to fill things with awkward pauses. So you've been taking over the shows in Chicago. At the
yes,
Hungry Brain.
I have.
How is that going? You've done two thus far.
There, you know, it's all right.
What's
Kevin and I wonder how you wrangle these people.
Oh, really?
Because there is something about you that seems to make them like docile puppies.
Who are you talking about?
But when we're there, they run around like mongrels.
Who are you talking about specifically? What show is it?
The bands.
Just no matter who's playing, it's always the bands.
I think, yeah.
Okay. This is how I described the bands to Kevin when he sent me an email with this problem. Think of them as well-meaning slugs, okay? Slugs are going to get wherever they need to go, but they're going to leave a trail of slime everywhere they go. It's just part of their DNA. They have to do that, okay? Now, it's your job as somebody that's producing a show to push these slugs ahead as far as possible, to get things going as quickly as possible. And that way the slime can be cleaned up right away so the actual audience doesn't have to step through their shit. Now, if they're just like lingering around, there's going to be gear in front of the stage, behind the stage, in the hallway. It's going to look like a rehearsal space. That can't suffice. You need to be able to just wrangle people in the most polite possible manner, because if you're in a band, you're probably dumb and don't understand where things belong. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And then actually it is very true.
Yeah. And they mean well. Don't get me wrong. No, everyone wants their show to be the absolute best show they can possibly have. So when you're trying to wrangle these people, kind of tell them, listen, I know the venue. I've done this more than you. But don't say I've done this more than you, because then you're an asshole. Just say, I know the crowd here, and we're going to make this awesome, and blah, blah, blah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've actually used the joke of, well, I tell them, like the drummers, most of them have had whole drum kits coming here. I'm just like, that's so much.
Yes.
Just in my head, I'm thinking that. But then I tell them, you know, you guys, if you can set up, and then they're the last band or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, can we can do that now? I was like, yeah. I mean, unless you have a Def Leppard size drum kit.
And you should never have a Def Leppard size drum kit.
And then, but it's funny because I say that and then I smile and kind of giggle and they just look at me like, that could be a possibility.
Yeah, they're real dumb. I'm serious. If you've never been to the Hungry Brain, it's a relatively small venue. It seats about 90 people. The room itself could hold about 130 people. Maybe only seats like 60. Either way, it's a small room, and it's a very quiet, respectful crowd, okay? You don't need a big drum set. In fact, a big drum set's a detriment to your set. You need to bring a relatively small trap kit and use brushes. And everyone should play quietly because it's not a typical venue. People are quiet there, okay?
Yes, and absolutely.
It's hard to like convey that to someone that's never played there, because I've played so many shows where you're playing over people talking, okay? And that's so weird, and you don't want to be that in the band. If you're in the band and people are talking, you want to drown them out, not force them to pay attention. And it's hard to convey that without coming off as real dickish. You know what I mean?
And that actually happened at this last one.
The one
the
on Tuesday
band.
Or Monday?
On Tuesday.
Okay.
They had a bunch of stuff and it was really loud.
Yeah.
And the crowd for some reason just decided I'm not going to pay attention and talk really loud over them.
It's something you have to learn. So we're learning together, Esmeralda.
But it was just noise on noise, and it was a little annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying. But overall, it's going okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Aside from that.
Next week's lecture is going to be awesome on Tuesday night. It's about metal. And
it's going to be very quiet, isn't it?
It's going to be a real...
It's just talking.
It's so weird. And here's... Let's talk shit for some people right now. Homeroom. I love Homeroom. Seth runs Homeroom. He does all these events, the lectures, right? The last Homeroom event was about the secret history of Chicago music. It was a great event. People were very quiet. Wonderful. Couldn't move. Good event, right? End of the night comes. Bar's clearing out. There's about 10 people left. About 5 people left. About 2 people left besides me and Dan. Dan's the one of the bartenders there. I'm sitting at the bar, and I find out that the guy next to me runs the Chicago Underground Film Festival. Now, I've tried to get into the Chicago Underground Film Festival, okay? We do short films. Esmeralda's a producer on these films. She knows what I'm talking about. I have applied to this film festival a few times. I have not gotten in, and this really frustrates me because, like, I've seen what they're producing. We're much better. I'm not saying I'm good, but comparatively so, I'm much better. So
you didn't confront him, did you?
No, I really wanted to, and then I realized it can't help. What I'll do is I'll talk shit on my podcast that he'll never listen to because old people don't understand tags.
Is he old?
He's like 50, 45, 50, whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why, is that old to you?
Well, yeah, I just thought I'm thinking it's this young guy.
No, young guys don't.
Running the Underground Film Fest.
No, young guys don't run anything, if you think about it, in terms of film. Usually, I can't think of a curator under 40, actually. Anyways, very nice man to me. Very nice man to the bar. He's been a loyal customer for years. No problems with him personally. And then I hear him talking to his friend about their essentially submission policy and about how this person run the wrong way and he'll just keep taking their money and never even look at the film and stuff like that. And then I was so happy to realize, like, oh, I never made it in because I never gave him cocaine, or, oh, I've never made it in because I never sucked a dick. And that made me feel like a good person. And I'm kind of hoping that in 20 years, if I'm still doing stuff like this, some little kid could overhear me saying, oh, I'm not even going to watch that because I didn't get my dick wet. And that makes me feel good about life. It's like the circle of life in the arts.
Well, I would think that you would include all of those.
Oh, of course. Of course I would.
And do a whole thing of like, hey, you don't have to suck my dick to get into this.
But it's really great when I overhear relatively nice people to me, but just wield insane amounts of power in a very abstract way.
Well, I think that's all they have.
Well, of course. And the reason why I bring that up is because you will get to meet this man on Tuesday because he's going to be DJing. And
oh, great.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be DJing metal.
Even better.
Actually, kind of
is. Go to the Kumas without burgers.
Oh, that was funny. Good job. Kuma's good burgers. I miss Kuma's already. All right.
Really?
No, I like saying that. You know
like
what?
How many times you've been there?
You know what I do miss is I miss their waitresses. They're the fucking best wait staff. They always come to the Hungry Brain when their bar closes, and they're the nicest people. I love them. So I actually do miss Kuma's because I don't have a job right now. This is
wait. You miss it because
weird.
You don't have a job?
I miss their company at 1 a.m. Because right now, at 1 a.m., I have no job. And when I had a job at 1 a.m., it felt not awful that I was up at 1 a.m. Does that make sense?
I see. Are you up at 1 a.m.?
I've been up at 1 a.m. recently a few times. Like last night, I was out in D.C. In the past 24 hours, You Meet Them Everybody has expanded to 2 additional venues on the East Coast. So that's what I've been doing last night. And so I got home at like 1, which feels like 3 a.m. here. I'm not used to drinking early. Everyone here drinks at like 4, 5, 6, 7 because of happy hour.
Yeah. You know?
The brain isn't even open until 8. So this is really screwing with my head. And that's 9 p.m. East Coast time. So, yeah, I'm not a pro yet when it comes to this. I mean, Kelsey and I had maybe 6 drinks over the course of like 5 hours. And I felt wrecked this morning. I can't handle this. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Do you know... When you left, you were on very little sleep. Did you, when you got to DC, did you just sleep?
I did. I just slept for days. I caught up. Definitely. I'm definitely caught up. And now it's just a thing of it's hard to get out of bed.
Were you like Jenny in Forrest Gump? You just slept for a freaking month.
It's also because I have AIDS like Jenny from Forrest Gump. And I love fucking Tardos.
Oh.
What? She did. She had a kid. It's so fucking irresponsible. Don't pass down that lineage. They got lucky, okay?
Yeah, but I was going to say he's really smart.
Yeah, they got lucky. He got lucky. Lucky Louie.
He wasn't that dumb.
He was pretty fucking dumb. He was that dumb.
Yeah, but he was in college.
Because he could run.
He had his own business.
Because he can run. Because of luck. His other retarded friend got lucky.
So I just hope that if you are retarded, that you are very lucky.
Yes. Or,
the only way you can go through life.
Or, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, he had a house with essentially slaves in it, if you think about it. Sally Field was his hot mom.
Yes.
Who blew a doctor to keep him in a regular, or fucked a doctor to keep him in a regular school.
No, it was the principal.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Either way, Sally Field fucking is the reason why Forrest Gump got everything he got.
That is true. If she hadn't fucked that guy, he would be screwed.
He'd be a normal tard, no problems.
Oh, God.
Listen.
You should use some of those tags.
Oh, this is what I want to talk about. Kelsey and I were... Kelsey's the girlfriend, by the way. All these stories are going to relate back to her because I don't know anyone out here but her. So get used to that, dear listener. Anyways, dear listener, and Esmeralda, we're at an election night party at the Sunlight Foundation, which is this awesome watchdog group. They're essentially the people that follow the money. Okay? Does that make sense?
Wait, they do what?
They follow the money. So if you see an ad, a political ad about, I don't know, Alexi Genulius, and it says this ad brought to you by the Republicans.
The grassroots campaign or something.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that could just be anybody. They don't have to, like, those groups don't actually have to exist. Blah, blah, blah. The Sunlight Foundation follows that trail and says, actually, wait, here's who's funding this ad. Okay? So they do really cool work.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm at this party. It's election night and I am not fitting in. Oh, I don't know how to fit in. I'm doing my normal jovial jokes about myself and life, and everyone is making real bad puns about politics. You know what I mean?
Wait, they are?
They are making really bad. It's like it's a bunch of nerds making fun of Christine O'Donnell. Okay. You know who Christine O'Donnell is? The witch?
Yes, I know who that is.
Okay, back off. I'm trying to be nice and smile, but the jokes aren't funny, and I'm losing my mind. But there's free beers, so I have like 4 beers in an hour. We go out to another bar with some of her friends, and I offend her friend being my normal jovial self because we're eating wings. By the way, not very good wings. And
what kind of sauce?
Just regular barbecue, a little bit of hot, not... There was nothing special about them, subpar meat. Very disappointing. And if I could remember the name of the bar, I would tell you. If I could remember the name of the neighborhood I was in, I would tell you. I don't know. Everything here looks beautiful and the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm with Kelsey. Jackie, who is a former guest on the show. Great, great mm-hmm. woman. This random dude that just tagged along who was he might be listening. Maybe. Okay, we'll talk about him and see if he's listening in a few weeks. Anyways. And this other female that went to school with him. And I make the comment like, women look so weird eating wings. And she doesn't let me finish my comment. She goes, what, women shouldn't eat wings? Something to that effect. But,
you should have been like, yep. No, you dirty whore.
Yep, you fucking whore. No, I was like, because look at me and look at this gentleman and look at the 3 lovely females at the table. None of you have sauce on your face. None of you have spilled anything. Even your napkins with the wing remains look very nice and clean. It doesn't make sense. It's like a machine went through and sucked all the meat off of the bones and then put them deliberately in front of you, and that was how the wing was consumed. All I was saying was, wow, us men are slobs, ain't we? You know, some stupid, flippant comment you would say to kill time with an idiot. And that's what I was trying to do, and all of a sudden I was attacked for being a sexist.
Now, did you say this, and then she felt like shit?
No, I didn't. Kelsey said, that's not like you to say that thing. And I go, yeah, that's wrong. That's exactly like me. That's right in line of everything I've ever said. And she, whenever something like that happens, she'll pull out the card like, oh, he's just joking. He was a women's studies major. But I'm not joking.
Why didn't you finish your statement?
I couldn't because she just started going off. And then Kelsey said the other thing. And then I was like, I'm going to go smoke cigarettes. And
oh, I hate that. Pain. That's like in the movies. And then bad things happen.
Well, the difference is I don't care. You know what I mean? Everyone in this town...
No, but that always happens because, you know, someone will say something you won't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone gets in all in an uproar and then bad things happen.
Yeah, and this was preceded by, like, talk of the talk show with these people for like 30 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. See, but now they don't. Now they probably they'd be like, oh, I don't know if I like him.
They never liked me. You know what
I
mean?
Yes, but now even more.
Oh, fuck them.
By a half-done comment.
It wouldn't...
Should have finished.
But it wouldn't have changed anything. And my demeanor was extremely polite. I already don't like her because she didn't pay enough at the end on the tab. If it wasn't for Kelsey, the waitress would have been totally fucked, you know? Already, I don't like this person.
Mm.
So, regardless, even if she was...
And this is a friend?
This is not a friend. This is not a friend. I don't know this woman's name. Kelsey knows her, and I'm not. I think I could get her name, but I don't want to know her name.
Well, I don't. I don't need names.
I don't. I
doesn't matter.
Names. I'm naming names in DC. Yeah. Name. So, anyways, this it's real weird being here. It's real weird. I'm applying for jobs. If any of you out there have a job for me, where I can make money, preferably under the table, preferably with little work, let me know, and I'll do it, and I'll do a great to mediocre job, and you'll be disappointed, maybe. How about that? Is that good? Am I selling myself?
That is, yeah, it's great pitch.
Ugh, how do you do this? You've been out of work for a while. Let's talk about that.
Well, I have money.
Yeah, you have unemployment. I hate you right now.
I got Uncle Sam giving me cash. So.
I don't.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That's when it's bad.
Oh, this sucks. Anyways.
But right now, I'm fine.
Ask
me in January.
Is that when it runs out?
I'll tell you. Yes.
Could you get an extension or no?
Probably.
Oh, probably.
Most likely. And then at that point, I'm probably just going to feel like a frick, just horrible and lazy.
How do you feel now?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm all right.
So you got 2 more months before you feel horrible and lazy.
Yes.
Which
is about the time, isn't it? Because after Christmas, everyone gets depressed.
But aren't you going to feel sad and miserable about that no matter what?
I don't know. January is the month of being reborn, so we'll see what happens.
What are you, fucking hippie?
Probably
not. Religious. So I'm going to tell you, and dear listener, do you like the dear listener thing? I really like it. I don't know why.
I don't, I guess. you sound like a 1950s host.
I'm going to use dear listener.
Trying to make them feel good.
I'm using dear listener then. Okay, so. We are moving on. You, me, them, everybody is moving on. Shit in Chicago is going really well in terms of my opinion. Even if the shows aren't packed, I am enjoying everything that's coming through the doors at the Hungry Brain. Music podcast is back on track. It's going great. We're moving on to DC. You, me, them, everybody, DC music podcast begins December 1st. So a little bit less than a month. You, me, them, everybody live in DC begins December 2nd, which is Thursday. It's going to be a weekly live show. Okay.
So now how is that going to work?
How do you mean how is that going to work?
Well, how's it going to work?
What, like, okay, it's going to be in the Looking Glass, which is this awesome bar, which I think you'll love. It's a little bit, it's smaller than the Brain. There's an upstairs, though. There's like an up, like a half flight up and a half flight downstairs. Does this make sense so far?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the upper part. I actually have a piano player I met last night. He's going to be the house band for December. And if things go well, he'll be on indefinitely. And
is
it's
his
gonna,
name Jeremy?
His name is Ian.
That'd be crazy if it was Jeremy.
It would be great. But no, this guy's a nationality that I don't know and very long hair. So it's the exact opposite of Jeremy, who is a white man from Minnesota with short hair. You got me?
Go on.
All right. Okay, so it's going to be the talk show, except I don't have a co-host.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot for not moving every time I move. I appreciate that. So it's going to be monologue, you know, and interviews, and I'm going to be interviewing cultural figures and authors and then stand-up and a band, a small band. It's going to be an hour long. It's going to be every single Thursday at the Looking Glass.
So you're going to be Conan. You're going to be truly Craig Ferguson now.
Why?
Well, because he doesn't have a co-host.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to suck. I'm worried about it, but I figure this, and I told the owners of the Looking Glass this. I told Ian, the new piano player, this, like, It's gonna be a while, okay? Give me some time. Give me 8 shows. I have 8 shows there. I have all of December and all of January to figure out the format and figure out if it's working. If not, I have to scale it back and go back to booking, whatever, and then do the talk show once a month, okay?
Yeah. Although I think what would be better for you is if you almost had like a Charlie Rose type situation.
Here's where I'm getting to that. I agree completely. on December 7th, Wednesday night, You Me Them Everybody begins a weekly You Me Them Everybody Presents at Chief Ike's, which is down the street from where I live. Now, that's going to be an experiment for the first 2 months. We're going to do a lot of the booking that I was doing at The Brain, but in D.C. We're going to have things like the live baseball call, but something comparable to that. We're going to have Benson Interruption-type comedy. We're going to have me on stage interviewing people between acts. It's going to be more of a Charlie Rose meets what the fuck are we doing type of show for the first 2 months. And then in February, the goal is to start doing You, Me, Them, Everybody live in a more intimate format, a long form, 2 guest, 1 hour long, no co-host, no band, something like that. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So in theory, You, Me, Them, Everybody live will be done 9 times a month, once in Chicago, 8 times in D.C., with the goal to move to New York City next, and then either Baltimore or Philly after that.
And take over.
We need to be doing things on a nightly basis. I'm not joking. I love doing this. I don't know why. We're not making money yet. But it's a fucking blast. And it'd be great if you could all come out to every single show I've ever produced. Because that'd be nice. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We actually have stuff going on already within the first week. It's very nice.
Maybe at some point, when it gets so big, you'll have like Brandon heads
no,
who go to every show. They do tours and just go to everyone every day.
Yep. You know, the thing is, I hate myself. So why would I don't understand why anyone would go to any of this based on me. I go based on the guests. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, then we'll call them YMTE heads.
That makes sense. See, I would go to a show that you're on every week because you're a likable person.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's true. You're a likable person and you sound good. I sound weird, and I'm not too likable. I'm on the fence.
You offend everyone, apparently.
Apparently. I don't even think I was offending her. I was trying to give her a compliment.
I wouldn't think so either. From what you told me,
yeah.
I wouldn't think so. But then again, I know you.
And my whole night wasn't peppered with, like, what are these cunts up to? They need to shut their legs. No, it was none of that.
But then again, Brandon, as history has shown us, people hate you. When they first meet you,
yeah,
and then they
true.
Start to like you and
yeah,
become your friend.
True. That's why I need 8 weeks at every venue for them to like us. We have some more Chicago news as well that I didn't even tell you about, and I am super excited about this.
Oh, God, what happened?
No, we're not really doing much of anything, but we're going to be sponsoring the show at Sub-T, Subterranean. It's a great venue. I'm always on the fence about Subterranean. You know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda?
I've been there a few times. Well, no, I've only been there once or twice.
It's in the Wicker Park neighborhood. It's on North Avenue, right in the crotch, the North Damon, Milwaukee intersection. Upstairs is the venue. Downstairs is a bar. We're talking about upstairs here. It's one of the most beautiful rooms in the entire city because it's on the second and third floor. The band plays on the second floor, and there's a balcony type of situation where you could look over and watch from the third floor. And they always have a Pabst Tall Boy special, and it's nice. And the bathrooms are actually kind of cool, too. And it used to be a house of ill repute. Is that right?
What's that mean?
A whorehouse.
Oh, okay. A brothel.
It used to be a brothel. And the third floor, it still looks like that. I love it. But I've had some weird show experiences there. Anyways, that's just my neuroses.
So I imagine that the madam... Mm-hmm. would stand at the balcony
mm-hmm.
and watch all her whores taking care of her gentlemen.
I like that idea. Gentlemen. Why don't we have a You, Me, Them, Everybody, Esmeralda watches her whores
night?
Take care of gentlemen, and I'll just sit in a booth and do the regular show. I'll have just regular guests, and then you'll watch over, and you'll control the money, and watch over your whores take care of the gentlemen.
Yes, and I'll say snarky remarks to them when they try to get... frisky or something without pain.
I think that's what we're doing. We have another goal for February for our Valentine's Day special.
Brothels.
Where you're the madam of the brothel.
Yeah. Can we just do that?
Yeah, set that up.
Go to Nevada.
We got to go to Nevada now. Okay. Great.
Go to because it's legal there.
I'm trying to set up a...
We'll have a whole chain of them.
I don't think it's as fun if it's a legal thing. Then it's just a job.
I see.
I like that's more of an event planning type of situation. It's much more fun. Anyways, December 18th, there's a show there that Loud Loop Press and some other people, and You Meet Them Everybody, is sponsoring. And two of the bands on the bill are White Mystery and Rabble Rabble, and they're both great, great bands. White Mystery's played the show. Hollows is also on the bill, and I don't have the notes in front of Radar Eyes. That's it. Radar Eyes is the other band. Every single one of those bands is great. Every single one of those bands has either been on the podcast or is going to be on the podcast. We're co-sponsoring that show. I'm really excited. Merle, you should definitely go check that out. December 18th at Subterranean. It's just been announced. So those are
that is exciting.
Those are amazing bands, like four awesome bands. And I think it's like a $10 bill. Whatever, man. It's a holiday
what
show.
What day is that?
That's a great question. I want to say it's a Thursday or a Friday.
Okay, good.
I don't have the information in front of me. But you should go check that out. It does not disrupt any of our events at the Brain. And even if it did, go to both. They're relatively close together.
It's a Saturday.
Is it a Saturday? Perfect.
Yes.
How could you not go to that? I won't be there. But you should totally go to that.
I love that. I won't be there.
I won't be there. No, I won't be there. I'm very busy in D.C. Well, Kelsey's birthday is the next day. I can't, like...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to fly, but... No, it's insane. I'll just fly out the... Whatever. One last bit of information, dear listener, and that's about the Pizza Film Festival. The Pizza Film Festival is coming up at the Hungry Brain November 16th. Not that long away. It's going to be amazing. Tia Ayers, the curator, the producer of it, and one of the filmmakers in the festival, was on Outside the Loop Radio today as we speak, the 4th of November. That's also a podcast. You could already download that. And Tia... we recorded an interview last week. That interview goes up tomorrow on youmeetthemeverybody.com. So there you go. That's what's
very
going
nice.
On. And the Pizza Film Festival, I am so jealous I will not be there. That's the one event in November that I wish I could be at.
I really want to know the creative uses for pizza in movies.
It's brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. Like, I gave them Look at Things and Try New Drinks, which is a film that you produced that we recorded. We did at the Brain.
Did you just put pizza in it?
I don't know. She's like, please send me one of your films. I'm going to put a pizza in it. I go, okay.
There's just going to be like a pizza with legs walking in the back.
Yeah. We have
having a drink.
It's the most, it's one of the most depressing, angry, awkward feeling films you could make, which we made. I want to know how she puts pizza in it.
Or they're going to have pizza for faces.
I kind of hope that she turns Marty DeRosa, who's the male lead, into a pizza face.
Yeah, just one large pizza face. Or maybe there's drums in there. Maybe they're playing pizzas.
Oh, that'd be even brilliant.
The cymbals are pizzas.
That'd be brilliant. Oh, I hope they'd screen. I'm on the fence because I don't want people to see that in the Pizza Film Fest context because it will really bum people out if they actually pay attention.
Well, no, but if they pay attention, they'll see pizza cymbals.
Oh, okay. So their relationship is like anchovies.
It's like an Easter egg.
It's salt. Oh, that's what it is.
You know, those are, what are they called? You know, in movies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, look for it and you see something funny.
So, Merle, what's exciting that's coming up in your world this weekend?
Nothing.
Awesome.
Oh, pretzels.
Oh, pretzels?
Pretzels tonight.
You're going to, where are you going? Let's plug them. Let's give them a plug.
I'm going to, yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind getting Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Auntie Anne's pretzels. You want to make sure we don't get this plug?
Yeah, Auntie Anne's pretzels. They're
hates
amazing.
Facts. Auntie Anne's pretzels hates facts. It's a fact.
That's great.
Yep.
Thank
there
you
go.
So much.
There
thanks for go. Ruining my favorite pretzel.
Yep. I ruined it. They hate the gays.
Well, anyway, they're very delicious. And I got a buy one, get one free coupon.
Where'd you get that coupon?
From their newsletter, their email. I signed up.
Well, here's my point. If you can get that coupon whenever, why not just get... You have a smartphone, correct?
Yes.
Why not just set up a fake email account every time you want a free pretzel and just walk in with a smartphone to Auntie Anne's and every day is a free pretzel day?
I don't think you can do that.
Why?
Don't, you know what? Don't ruin their business model.
Why? Listen, they hate the gays. I don't like them.
That's true.
Yep, that's completely true. It's based on fact.
I don't know.
You want to talk about Lil Wayne getting out of jail?
Oh, no, I just saw that and... I think you're a fan, aren't you?
I love Lil Wayne. I'm not joking. He's going to die soon.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne loves cough syrup, and he has many raps about cough syrup. And if you don't,
and I think he was drinking it. Did you see his Behind the Music?
Yeah, like that's his drug of choice. You could hallucinate with enough cough syrup, and he does, and he's brilliant.
It just makes me laugh that he's like, whatever, I'll do it. And he's just drinking it.
He's got to die by like 35, because what's he, like 26? I think he's a little younger than me.
I guess so, then.
I think he's a younger man. He's got to die by 40 at the latest. He's brilliant. He's insane, literally insane. Musically, I'm a big fan of Lil Wayne. And that's complete sincerity, actually. So deal with that.
He's born in 82.
Oh, really?
September 27th.
He's older than me. I'm a youngin' compared to Lil Wayne. He's 28.
Okay. I know, and he's drinking cough syrup.
Yeah, he's been doing it for like 10 years, too. He's sipping on the scissor. God, I sound like an asshole.
Oh,
you think I like that? You think I want to be like this?
Oh, that was hilarious.
I want to stab myself in the neck with a pen.
Well, I think it's funny that he's out.
Why is it funny?
Because he's just going to go right back in, I'm
Oh,
sure.
Come on. That's just racist.
He'll do something horrible because he drinks cough syrup.
He didn't even do anything bad. He was arrested because of the guns on his bus, on his tour bus.
Oh, and that's it?
That was it. What is it? Is it a settlement? Got it. We're so dumb.
Well, I'm looking at... I have it up here on Wikipedia.
What's he going to do? Make the economy a shitload of money, employ a lot of people? Yeah, what a criminal. No, it's insane. Lil Wayne should have never gone to jail. The amount of people that would have been given a good salary based on his touring alone should allow him to kill like 3 people a year.
All right.
Think about it, man. Lil Wayne in jail makes a lot of people no money or some money. Lil Wayne out of jail makes a lot of people a lot of money. How is that bad? He's making...
Yeah, he hasn't really... Oh, no, he had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was on his... No, it was on his person.
Whatever. Let him have a gun. Let him have 50 fucking guns. He employs the people of NyQuil, and that's important. These are hardworking people.
Yeah, that is
people.
True.
Now, think about it, man. Like, I should go to jail for having a gun. Lil Wayne should not go to jail for having a gun. I don't. I lose money.
I wonder if he has a cough syrup of choice.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure.
Is it always NyQuil, or does he sometimes go with DayQuil?
I wonder if it's a regional thing too, like beer aficionados. You know,
like, does he like Triaminic?
Yeah, that's. Where do they even make Triaminic anymore?
Yeah, I hated that shit.
That was a good reference.
That's what I had when I was young.
Triaminic.
Yeah, we had Triaminic.
Let's get them for a sponsor.
Triaminic.
Hell yeah.
Just Lil Wayne's fun... drink of choice.
Yeah, well, let's get Lil Wayne on the show, Triaminic for the sponsor, and we'll do it in Vegas in a brothel.
All right.
That's a good way
to end. Although, I don't understand why he drinks cough syrup. It's so gross.
Because you could find it anywhere. It's super legal. It's not gross at all.
Are you kidding me? Oh.
No, it's great. It's delicious. I love cough syrup. And it gets you fucked up, the end. It's awesome.
Although, when you were little, did you ever have to drink a pink cough syrup? It's a prescription.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
And it's really delicious.
Yeah, it tastes like bubblegum.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What was that? I'll drink that.
I used to think it was Pepto-Bismol, so I would drink Pepto-Bismol and get like just disappointed every single time.
But your bowels would be fine.
Oh, I'd be great.
You'd have no traveler's diarrhea.
Great. Jesus Christ.
What? That's what it's for.
Really? Pepto-Bismol's for that?
Yeah, it's for diarrhea, upset stomach,
heartburn,
nausea.
Indigestion.
Heartburn, there yeah. You go. Well, that's right. What indigestion really is,
Let's
isn't
plug
it?
Some stuff. What's on Monday at the Brain? This isn't a quiz, literally. What's... Oh, okay. Amy Soraya.
Oh, well, I was going to about tell you. Dang.
There you go. I know everything. Amy Soraya is playing in the Hungry Brain on Monday, and she's great, and she played there in July, and I had a great time, so she's coming back. And
is she the one with that card?
Oh, no. That was Anna Soltis, the opener. We'll talk about that on the next podcast.
It's these people. it's never the right
we'll talk
one.
About, remind me to write that down, Anna Soltis for the next podcast. We're going to go in depth about that one. And then the following night is Homeroom Presents Metal 101, and that's going to be awesome. And then it's President Eternal, and then the Pizza Fucking Film Fest, and that's gonna be real exciting. Esmeralda, you want to say anything?
No.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.